Pablo for breakfast.
Joining us today to talk about the five fad diets you should not try. He's a nutritionist and author of the Anti-Aging Food and Fitness Plan. It is Rick Hay. Rick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me on and letting me share my information about these fad diets.
Well, I saw the headlines, five fad diets to avoid. So these are ones we're telling the listeners, do not go down. And they're pretty wacky, aren't they, some of these?
Yeah, that's a problem. You know, there are some good ones out there, but these ones are a little bit iffy. Look, one of them does have some good research behind it, and I'll qualify who should do it, who shouldn't. But there's some out there that a lot of celebrities do, a lot of people follow, because they want a quick fix. But as you probably know, when you get a quick fix, you often bounce back, and then you can end up dieting yourself bigger and bigger, which is not what we want.
So what are the five fad diets to avoid for 2021?
Okay, let's start with the cabbage soup diet, because it's been around for a while, but it's still out there, and there's a lot of, you know those diets, you've probably heard them, Pablo, about, you know, where people just eat one food, whether it be cabbage, you know, cabbage soup, or they might go on the apple diet, or some, you know, other diet that just consists of one.
I've tried it with pizza, food. Rick. It doesn't work.
Yeah, well, you know what? At least that's a bit more interesting, isn't it? but you know, you can think of the cabbage soup diet if we look at that one. It's really restrictive. Of course, you know, you're going to get some nutrients from the cabbage, but it's going to be nutrient poor. You know, and we all know some side effects of too much cabbage and things like cauliflower. You can make you a bit unpopular, can't it, with people, if you get some extra flatulence and things like that. We certainly don't want that in a small room, do we?
No. Now, diet number two to avoid, and this one, I can't believe people are even doing this, the baby food diet?
Yeah, well, the baby food diet is where, you know, you eat baby food all day, and then you might have an adult meal in the evening. Now, you know, you're going to again miss out on something in terms of nutrient density, in terms of your macronutrients. So again, you know, maybe having a baby food for breakfast isn't the worst thing you could do, but to stay on a baby food as an adult, you know, the key to it is in the name. Baby food is designed for babies, not for us. So again, you know, short term gain, but the body will short term weight loss perhaps, but at the cost of a rebound bouncing back because you've just starved the body for too long.
Now, this next one is about prepackaged meals.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them out there on the markets. Look, I chose one that was a bit more global, which is a Nutrisystem diet, and there's a lot of them, you know, around the place where you can get prepackaged meals, shakes, bars, etc. Now, not all of them are bad, I must say, but you need to be a little bit careful because some of those ones are highly processed. And when something's highly processed, we're missing out on the phytonutrients, the enzymes, the vitamins and minerals that nature has for us. And nature's pretty smart, and that's why people like you to eat whole food and, you know, have some fruit and, you know, some veg. And I know when you hear nutritionists say that, you all fall asleep. So I'm not putting your listeners to sleep by saying that. Another nutritionist who wants to talk about fruit and veg. But look, they're so good, that, you know, the colours, the phytonutrients. And with these prepackaged diets, you often don't get that. So I would say if you want to go on a prepackaged meals or shakes and that, do them short term, maybe 1 or 2 weeks, give yourself a kickstart, and then look at some more healthier whole foods and, you know, follow some diet cookbooks that you like that will have more whole foods in them rather than processed stuff.
Now, number four on the list, the Atkins diet.
Yeah, look, this one isn't one of my favourites, I must say. Been around for a long time, and it's a low-carb diet. Low-carb diets, research shows, to get you some results, but I don't like people cutting out any food group. Nature has all the food groups in there because we need our carbs for energy, and our carbs can actually give us feel-good neurotransmitters as well, so they make us feel a little better. Now, the Atkins diet it promotes weight loss by restricting carbohydrates and sugar, and you load up on protein. Now, the problem is people tend to load up on too much meat, and too much meat and processed meats, it means you miss out on your fruits, your whole grains, and your beans, etc. Not great for cardiovascular health long-term, not great for the gut health long-term. Lots of research out there around excess meat and that. Now, I'm not saying you have to go vegan or vegetarian, but what I am saying is more plant-based meals will probably get you a better result than eating more meat to lose weight. Yeah.
Now, this last one, I've tried it, I will admit, back in my quick fix days, but the Tetox, drinking tea as a diet, it's a shocker.
Yeah, and you know what you're going to end up with? You probably found it. You get blood sugar, your blood sugar levels drop, you end up moody, irritable, you end up kind of, you know, a bit all over the place with mood and energy drops as well. Now, a lot of these teas can have laxative ingredients in them, and that's not great because you end up with dehydration and maybe some diarrhea. Again, having one of the skinny teas a day to sort of help, you know, kickstart you with your weight loss journey is good. You just don't want to spend all day on teas. And what I've found over the years, because I'm not as young as I used to be, but what I've found over the years is that people want a quick fix and often they'll do it too much. And I'm suggesting you incorporate the teas with a healthy eating plan, and then you'll get a better result. So the main thing is, don't stress about weight loss. Don't make it all about one thing. You know, try some more plant-based meals. Be sensible with portion sizes. And you know one other thing, Pablo, is that stress can actually cause you to hold on to weight around your tummy area, and it's called visceral. You'll end up with some visceral fat, and that fat is hard to shift around the midsection if you're overly stressed. So if you're worried about calorie counting, if you're worried about dieting all the time, you can actually sometimes worry yourself bigger. And so I want people to relax a little bit about it as well.
If you want to find out more, rickhay.co.uk. And Rick, we appreciate it, and we'll chat again soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Pablo for breakfast.